episode 1642, One Size Fits You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a glorious week. I know it might be a little bit crazy. Can you believe we are in the blink of mid-July? I don't even want to start talking about back to school, but you know it's coming. But today we're going to take a step back. It's all about Wellness Wednesday. One size fits you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, nothing is more detrimental and damaging to the mind and body than trying to be someone you're not. One size fits you, only you. Strengthen yourself and change the world. The days of a size zero or size two, they are fading. And, you know, I mean, the temptations are real. Comparison is tricky and alluring. Some may still look side to side, wanting to buy into one size fits all. You're tempted by those late night commercials, those magic pills, and only if you could get rid of the 20, 30, 40 pounds or that little pot belly or just toning your body enough to the point of, gosh, if I could go back to when I was 22 years old. But you're not that age any longer, and neither is your body. We age every second. Now, that's not something that is really inspiring and something that you want to hear. But we have to be realistic when it comes to our bodies. And everybody seems to be in search for balance. However, our lifestyle has changed over the decades. When we think about balance, we tend to think more 50-50. But because of our technological advancements, we have actually experienced more physical setbacks. Now we find ourselves sitting more than doing. I would love to think that we could be back on Little House on the Prairie where we would go out and we would farm for fresh food. And yes, in some areas, people are doing that, but we still are sitting more than doing. Our bodies have since begun to adapt to our more sedentary lifestyles. And our mouths, it's all about a feeding frenzy. Have you ever gone to ports where, or, you know, ocean areas, or even just in a zoo, and they have all these carps around and you can throw these little pellets to feed the fish? They just come swarming at you. Sometimes I feel like that's how we eat as human beings. It's just like, oh my gosh, we can have anything. We're on vacation right now and we drive up and down the coastline and we find, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 sugar stores, straight up sugar stores. Now, there's something wrong with that. Now, I love sugar. You're talking to a sweet lover. But to be able to walk into any store and get anything that we want in a blink, that's why we are where we are. That's why our bodies are not responding well anymore, because our lifestyle has changed. But we're not changing how we are taking care of ourselves. It's supersize this, extra large that, all a recipe for disaster. And then electronics are trying to report what we are accomplishing in the day. Yet there are still flaws in the accuracy and the motivation. I mean, seriously, is a watch going to motivate you? We were out walking on the beach, loving it. I love long walks on the beach. Sunrise, sunset, hot sun, no sun, rain, shine, as long as there's no lightning, I'm okay with anything happening. Or a hurricane, I guess I wouldn't go that far either. But walking along the beach, and my husband says, oh, I'm not getting credit for this. And I thought, seriously? We have become addicted to our technological advancements. We're wanting our wrist, what we wear on them, to tell us, oh, yay, you've done it. You're awesome. What happened to go out and do? Go out and be intentional about taking care of your body and moving it. Because what hasn't changed is that you and I, we're still human beings, created to move and to learn. But what seems to be happening is that our activity doesn't meet our eating patterns. Think about this. What we are consuming in calories does not equal what we are expending in energy. Still we eat, still we sit. So where does balance show up in our lives? And you know, I'm not in for that whole word balance, right? I like harmony. Where is our harmony? Can you have total wellness? You have to begin to change your mindset if that's what you're going for and be open to thinking outside the box. It's not about just what you know. It's not what you're being fed through the internet, Google channels, or even what? TV, old-fashioned radio. I know, can you believe it? Yes, I still listen to the radio. It's not the number on the scale, not the number on the hanger, or the number on the dumbbell. Better yet, not the number of calories in a meal. Her strength becomes her. Strong is the new beautiful. Proverbs 31 verse 17 says this, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. This is an incredible reminder that God is not looking for a certain size. He doesn't care about the size on the hanger or the size on the scale. He works with whom he created, in weaknesses and in strengths. God sets his eyes on only what he can see. He expects us to trust him and to walk by faith. So how do you escape the one size fits all and adopt one size fits you? Well, you have to understand your body, know your body. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Know your body. This is taking your feelings, emotions, muscles, thoughts, your interactions, your whole being in knowing your body. It's your body's response to life. This is the physicality of living. Now, I got to tell you this, because right now, as I'm sitting here recording this and sharing all of this information with you, there is a major storm happening. And as I was reading the whole thing about know your body, when I was talking about that, all of a sudden there was a thunderous booms happening around me. And we're up very, very high where we are on the beach. And I just felt everything shake. It's amazing. Sometimes, you know, you just feel the presence of God, and sometimes we just have to listen. Same goes for our bodies. We have to begin to listen. As much as I love food, I have to be very careful about how I consume it. We need to be looking at how we fuel ourselves and not just living in the moment to say, oh, I just want to feed the palate. No, we need to fuel the body. So what does it look like to know your body? Well, we're going to look at five F's: food, fitness, fellowship, faith, and focus. So number one, food. Eat what makes you feel physically great. And I want you to be honest with that. Because as much as I love sugar, if I eat a lot of it, guess what? The next day when I wake up, I'm achy. I'm feeling kind of groggy. My energy level is just not quite on point. And my mind is a little bit foggy. So sugar doesn't do my body good. Now, maybe your body can handle it differently than mine. But if we're consuming a pound of sugar a day, and I know you're thinking a pound of sugar. Yes, that's a lot of sugar. But think about all the things that you eat. Yes, including your fruits. Yes, including the stuff you put in your coffee. Because to make it yummy, tasty at that wonderful coffee shop that you love to go to so much, they are putting in some sugar, extra love, I know. And your body sees it that way. So it's very easy for us to think that we're not having as much as what maybe we are. So eat what makes you feel physically great. And if you're not sure, get a food journal. Write it down. Do it and commit to doing a food journal for 3 days. It's amazing what you can learn about your body. And when you do a food journal, just sit down and write down, okay, approximately at this time, write down what you ate, like if it was a lunch, dinner, whatever, write down what it was, and then write down 20 to 30 minutes after you ate, how did you feel? Also before, you can make a notation as to what how you felt before. And then you can go back and look at all those days and see, are there any patterns? Now, yes, I know you're thinking, Christiane, that's way too much work. I just want to eat the food I love. I get it, but you need to eat the food what? That fuels your body and allows you to feel physically great. Otherwise, you can't do what you were created to do. Number two, fitness. Move, intentional movement to increase muscle with the goal to what? Increase your strength. Strong is the new beautiful. Build endurance. We've got to move our bodies. And moving your fingers, gaming, okay, I know, believe it or not, moms, some of us game. I do not. I'm one who will die within 5 seconds of any racing game. My children are like, really, mom? I'm like, I know, I'm better at being a cheerleader on the side. I'll watch you and have fun. I just don't do it. My greatness is found in Space Invaders. Yes, back in the Atari days, I know that's dating me. That was my game. What was your game? Maybe it was, who knows, Space Invaders or Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man. You get what I'm saying. It's not about the thumb movement. It's about the whole body movement, intentional movement. Get those muscles moving and grooving. Number three, fellowship. I love this part, and maybe it's because I love you, and I mean that sincerely. You know that you are a part of our family. Why? I brought you on vacation with me. I've got everybody sleeping, and I'm sitting here chatting with you. Why? Because you matter to me. You matter to God, which means you matter to me, and I take it very seriously. So when we look at fellowship, knowing our bodies, this is when we allow ourselves to come together. It's a gathering of like-minded people. For us, like-minded women, to fuel you, fill up, elevate life. Hanging around with those who lift you up mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Those who will pray for you. Those who will cry with you. Those who will laugh with you. You want those people around you. And what's amazing to me is when I have, especially women, and actually when I think about it, even men who come up to me and say, I just don't feel like I'm as close to my best friend as what I should be. And a lot of it is because we have lost a form of communication. We're not sure of ourselves as individuals. Why? Because everything is done through text. There's no feeling in text. I don't care if emojis can dance with the new iOS features. No, you still cannot express true emotion through a text. You can't do it through an email. You can't feel that connection that you have with a human being, that relational connection. Fellowship is key. So you want to gather around like-minded people. Number four, faith. This is a daily effort of walking by faith, getting in the Word of God, all in with God. We talk about one size fits all. Oh, no, 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 except for when it comes to the Bible. One size fits all the time with God. But when it comes to your health and wellness, one size fits you, uniquely you. So as you're walking in your faith, it's still not looking side to side, not looking at how your girlfriend goes about her walk by faith. It's how you do it. How are you keeping in contact with God? I know a lot of people think I'm crazy when I share the story of working out, and that's really a lot of great time I have with God, and I let it all hang out, and He hears me blunt, to the point, and I'm just all over it. And sometimes I'm like, hey, dude, you got to take this because I can't do it anymore. And yeah, I call God, dude. He is my friend. Yes, He is my King and Lord of all. He is my Savior. But I know He is also my friend. That's the kind of relationship He wants with you, that He wants with me. But your walk is your walk. One size fits you. So faith. And finally, number five, focus. What you bring internally to your body. What you see is what you give. What are you doing for your body? Are you just sitting around? Are you truly, honestly just twiddling your thumbs? Or maybe you're at that stage of life where the kids have you coming and going one activity after another. You're at softball tournaments. You're at baseball tournaments. You're now getting ready for soccer travel. You've got dance competitions. We're here loving our vacation, and we were coming up this afternoon on the elevator, and there's this sweet family that came in, and I could just tell their two little girls were all dolled up. They were here for a dance competition. Now, how cool is that to head over to the beach for a dance competition? Sign me up. But I just thought, oh my gosh, I remember those days. I did it. And it's crazy, right? It's crazy good. And I look back and I'm like, those were awesome days. However, we have to be very careful about how we're taking care of ourselves. Because as I looked into that mom, and she was excited for what the girls were saying, because we asked them questions like, how long have you been dancing? What is your favorite dance style? You know, what are you doing? What number are you, performing tonight? Asking all these questions. And you could just tell within her, she was a little bit tired. She needed a little bit of pick-me-up, a little more energy. But she was in that stage, in that season of life. When you're like that, it's so important to fuel your body. What you bring internally to your body, what you see is what you give. Now, I get how crazy life can get. So I want you to take a deep breath. And I don't want you to think that you have to do all of these. This is a lot. Pick one, just one, and say, you know what? This is where I want to focus on. Begin to practice that. Get better at that one particular thing. And then you can add on another. And pretty soon you're like, oh, wow. 3 months into it, you're like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good. 6 months, ooh. 1 year from now comes by and you're like, yeah, I'm rocking it. Because you know what? If we wait and we say, I'll do it when, which we all have done it. I've done it umpteen thousand times. I can't even count. And probably a million times saying it is not an exaggeration. With five children, it multiplies very, 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 very quickly. But you can't say one day I'll get to that, because that one day may never come. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You have to begin to understand and incorporate what works for your mind and your body, taking care of you so you can go love others more, live, love, impact. If you're wanting help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There's no charge to this. It's truly a gift. This is my way to give back. I want you to experience a transformation in your life. I want you to begin to take a detour that what changes the world that you touch. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. As much as you may want to say, oh, you know, this girl motivates me, or man, I just wish I was. How many times have we made that statement? I want you to stop yourself. Literally, if you think that or you say that at any point from this moment on, I want you to just cover your mouth as quick as you can. Stop yourself mid-sentence. Don't even finish it. Yes, your thoughts already come and gone, but if it hasn't come out of your mouth, it's okay. It's better. Close your mouth for a moment and then think. One size fits you. Face what you fear with what you know. Go out today and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.